Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Everybody, welcome to another episode of Unmasked with Arthur Terry Lyle. That tune was from Marvin Winans, I Feel Like Going On. I want to thank all my global listeners and all my local listeners for tuning in. And tonight's episode is getting it off of your chest. And I'm going to start by saying, you know, we all go through some things. And my biggest hurdle right now is dealing with my mom having Alzheimer's. And anybody out there who has dealt with a person with Alzheimer's, they know how difficult it is. Because you think that if you get power of attorney, you could do what's best for them in their best interest. It doesn't work. Like so many people who have Alzheimer's, if you was to call the police or someone to restrain them or put them in a place for a week for observation just to check their meds or blood work or whatever, if that person can say who they are and when they was born, that's all that they need to not take them. And my mother, bless her heart, she's 83 years old. She's from South Carolina. And I bring her down here to Alabama where I'm at. I did everything that I thought was right, took care of all the legal papers, health directors, got all her bills in line, you know, picked out another house suited to something that I know she would like. And I got it down here. Ain't even been a week. Already she's trying to leave to go back. She was trying to drive back up there. Here, we've been having storms and everything touching down. And she talks to everybody like everything is fine. And when she talked to me, I asked a question. She don't even respond. Her car had an engine light came on a dashboard Saturday. She thought I did something to her car. I had the diagnostics done. She needed a fuel pressure sensor. I bought the part, $129. Yet and still, she wanted to try to run up the road. She can't remember where she's at when she's in her own hometown, you know. And I'm so frustrated because I done talked to Alzheimer's Society, Society for Aging, psychiatric people. I've talked to everybody. Trust what I tell you. And it doesn't mean a thing. And as much as I love my mother, I know it's the illness that got her mood swings and got her doing what she's doing, and she don't get it. And I know that she's always been a strong woman, so for her not to remember stuff, that got to be bothering her, you know. But I know good and well I cannot allow her to go up that road by herself and get lost, have somebody rob her or whatever. My hands are tied, so only thing I can do is drive her home and leave her there and fly back. And I know if I do that, the next time somebody call me, my mother's going to be dead because she can't be alone. So that's what I'm getting off my chest today. I can't do this.
You can do it. How are your listeners out there? And if you have things that you need to get off your chest, you can call in as well. But let me say this to you, Terry. You be encouraged and be of good cheer. You know, as children, you know, we have our parents, and they bring us into this world, and they raise us, and they do the best that they can by us. Some do the best that they can, some don't for whatever reason. But when we're grown and they're starting to get older in age, I lost my mom and my dad several years back in 2003, 10 weeks apart. The hardest thing one of the hardest things that I've had ever experienced, losing them back to back like that. And I hear you. I hear your frustration. I hear your sadness. And I understand where you're coming from, but let's just keep it 100. You were born into a family. You're a PK, so you know about God. You know about His Word. I just want to encourage you and admonish you. When you pray, you just got to leave it in God's hands, and you got to leave it in His hands and trust Him, because she's not yours. She belongs to Him. It's like you belong to Him, and prayer works. And she might say this 1 minute, and then the next minute, you know, it could be something else, you know, but try not to be frustrated because, like you said, she's a strong woman. And I'm sure that she's frustrated with her situation because she has moments where she remembers what her, you know, what her life is like. And then in those moments that she can't remember, it's got to be frustrating for her as well. All you can do is the best that you can, and I feel like you've done your best. Your siblings, I admonish them if they're listening. This a time to, for the family to connect, because you shouldn't have to do it alone, you know. But like you said, the rules and the laws are governed in such a way that it's kind of like you're burning the candle on both ends. If you try to restrain her or stop her, then it, because she knows who she is, then that can work against you. But if you don't, something happens, that's going to work against you. Because so you just kind of feel caught and trapped in the middle. But the biggest lesson I'm learning right now is how to step back away from a situation that I have no control over. Mommy could change her mind in the next 5 minutes, and then she can change it right back. It's nothing we can do about that. The only thing you can do is try to, if you take her back, I'll try to help come up with some type of plan for her. Maybe it's somebody that can come and check in on her, or maybe she can have home health care aid come in, you know, because she should be.
You know, we tried that before I even went to get her. She don't want no one in her house. She's so paranoid that somebody's going to rob her. That's a valid concern to be a senior citizen and have strangers, but these mm-hmm. are healthcare professionals, and she don't even want them to come a couple of times a week to help her, assist her with making market, whatever. She wants to isolate herself, you know, and then, you know, it's like she wants to be alone. I also think she don't know how to handle being the last of 9 kids living. You know, she just don't want to fight.
I understand. I mean, I just don't want you to fall apart here, because all you can do is what you can do. I'm going to pray and stand in agreement with you as far as this whole situation is concerned. But you have to consider your life and the things that you're dealing with, in, you know, in your life. You got to be okay. If you're not okay, then what's the point, you know?
Okay, just not okay, because I'm close to my mother, you know.
I know.
I would die for her. And this illness is so
maybe
unkind.
It is, but guess what? We're here now, and this is what it is, and I feel like I'm here for you. If you just need to talk, if you need to cry, if you need to lean on me, your listeners out there, they love you. People love you all across this nation. And you have helped so many people. And you're going to be blessed because of it. And I just want, if there's a way that this thing can work out, I mean, it might be a little bit on you, and I understand that. And I feel like if she wants to go back home, maybe it's a way that you guys can kind of go back and forth sometimes, because feeling that comfort, you're taking her away from her comfort zone. That's
what she's
missed.
I even suggested that. You know, I do. I was just up there, as you know, last week.
I know.
I said I'll take her home every couple of months. You know, she got another doctor's appointment in September. I was going to take her back then, but she don't want to wait. She don't want to do that. You know, my daughter, when she brought her down here, she even took a couple of pictures of the wall so she'll see something familiar, her and my dad and my sister who passed away, you know. But, you know, she just need to be there. And I don't understand, because she know that my other siblings, my brother in Florida, he's not coming back to do it because he don't have his own place. He's a roommate with a friend of his. My sister and brother in Baltimore, you know, they don't want the headache, you know. She can visit, but she got to go back. You know, I want her headache and everything. I just want her to want to stay and stop trying to run off. I can't sleep. You know, every sound I hear, I'm jumping up, you know, and I'm seeing strange people in my carport, messing around with her car, trying to get her car started, and it's dark outside, and you knocking on people's door that you don't even know, because I don't even know, because I just moved in. I haven't even finished unpacking.
Okay. I mean, I understand that, but at some point, though, there's something still, like I said, that can be done. We have to, if I have to, I will do what I have to do and try to get some information to you in regards to that, because if she has this condition, no doubt, everybody knows that she's going to have her up and her down moments. And I do understand exactly what you're saying, and I understand your frustration, but I also understand where she is. This is a whole new world for her. Her world is changing. Her life is changing, and you have to watch it evolve into this. I know it's bothering you as well. So I just want to admonish y'all, want you to be encouraged and know that, you know, everything's going to work out. It might not work out the way we want it to work out, but it'll work out somehow. Just, we just got to, you know, try to be encouraged. Keep your head up. I understand what you're saying. I do understand that you just moved in the neighborhood and, you know, all those things and people, her knocking on people's door and stuff like that. But she goes up and down. You take her home, she might go and be like, why are we back here? You know, you just never know how it's going to go. And it's unfortunate, but you kind of, I really wish the siblings would kind of, maybe if you guys could sit down and talk and try to do, think of something that's reasonable, because she needs people around her. She does. She needs her family to love you around her. And I know that you're trying to do it, but you can't. You feel like you can't do it all by yourself. And that's okay. You just do what you can do. And don't feel bad about what you're doing. Don't feel, you can't carry that burden that you have to do it alone or nobody's going to help you or she don't want. All you can do is what you can do. And then, and be okay with what you're doing. Because guess what? You let her leave her. You don't want her to be by herself. She's making a choice, but we just got to figure out how we can do it safely, not just for her, but for you as well. You have to consider your health also. So
yeah, but you know something I found out? You know, if anybody is dealing with someone who has Alzheimer's and you think that you've done your best because you went and got power of attorney over their health care and pay you over their finances, that don't mean anything, because what you need, I found out, I had to talk to another lawyer, and I'm telling you, I'm kicking out $350 a pop. I done spent so much money trying to put everything in order so I can take care of her. What they said that I need now is guardianship or cursory, and that basically means that guardianship, you cover everything, you know, cursory, finances, health, and everything. But what the thing is, you can't get that if the attorney asks that person that you're trying to get that for guardianship or cursory and explain to them this means that you have no say-so. They are still lucid enough to say, no, I don't want that. And then you're stuck right where you, where I'm at. Power of attorney don't mean nothing unless you can't talk for herself.
Okay, I might have something for you in regards to that, because we had a situation almost kind of the same with an auntie that had a stroke, and she can speak and stuff for herself, and they do take her, you know, at her word and stuff, but there are ways that we can, that the legal things can be done to kind of fill in those little gaps that's kind of left open. There's always a little window or door of opportunity that may have a crack in it. You can
sure
figure out and find it. And I'm, but what I'll do is I have a connection with there's a company that helped me and my family, and you know, I've seen the results, and they're called, the company is called Financial Education Services. It's FES. They are one of the best in the industry with, they deal with like wills and all of those things you talk about, power of attorney. They deal with all of those things, and that service is there available, but a lot of people don't know about it. But I will tell you, they have helped my family so much through so many things to try to get, like I was telling you, my aunt, to have her covered in situations where she's not competent enough to answer for herself. But then somebody, like you said, if she could talk, they might think, okay, she can answer for herself. But there's always a way around those things legally that you can protect your family. And, I mean, this company deals with everything, your finances. We all want to be physically fit. But how are we financially fit? Are we, you know, fit in the areas of taking care of those things? Like with my parents, I said, they were, those were unexpected deaths. 10 weeks apart, and we didn't have any money for insurance policies. There were no policies or nothing. We had to pay out of pocket for everything. I wish I'd have had this service back then. I would have had things in place. but I can give, it's called Financial Education Services, and I can give the phone number. That's for anybody that's listening because they're all over the world. I mean, you can Google them, FES, I think it's Credit Doctor DMV, and they have the best results in the industry. They got an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. Like I said, my husband, we had some issues where we lost the house to foreclosure a couple of years back, couldn't do anything, couldn't get a car or anything. We just, my husband just bought a car, you know, basically his credit score went from like the high threes to like 720 right now, and we're getting a market to buy a new house again and get back on our feet and stuff like that. So now we got these things in place, power of attorney, those things like that. Wheels and stuff, we're getting all those things together. So I'm just going to share that information with the listeners and with you, Terry, because and I'll connect you to an agent that's actually the regional vice president of the company, and we happen to have we grew up together, so I got really lucky with that one. But there's an agent, his name is Paul Niles, and he's with Financial Education Services, and the phone number where he can be reached is 240-280-6689, and again, that's 240-280-6689. The agent's name is Mr. Paul Niles. If you just have any questions, or you can go on the website, like I said, Credit Doctor DMV, and there's a video, and they'll tell you all the services that's available to you. And it's a really a great service, and it'll help with things like this to take that burden, you know, off of, because none of us can prepare for these types of things. We know that they happen, but we're not prepared. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
To hear you today, I know that, and everybody out there knows that you're a bubbly person. You're always so excited, and you're always happy and energetic, but you just seem so down today. But I'm here. I'm going to be a superwoman, and we're going to pull this thing through. We're going to make sure mommy's okay. You're going to sleep good tonight because you're going to – it's gonna all work out, you know. So we don't know how, but somehow, because God is always – there available to us, and he will give us what we need. He'll make those crooked places straight for us. So just be encouraged, my sister, and know that you're doing the right thing. You're doing the best you can by your mom, and just ask God to work with you and your patience, because it's going to take patience to you know, handle what's happening,
right?
Because you're watching it also, and it's hurting you, because you remember a time when mom wasn't like that. So it's I know it's hard, but at the same time, like you said, she's strong, and that's why she's so feisty. But that's kind of good in a way. She's not giving up. Some people lay down and give up. She's fighting. That's a good thing, you know. Just be encouraged, my friend. Be encouraged. We all going through some things, I swear. Because with me, it's been an issue with my kids. So I'm just dealing with it.
We're going to take a small break, and we're going to come back and talk about your kids. Then we're going to take it home.
All right, sweetie.
All right.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, it's Mike. Hey, how y'all doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. It's just been really good. Sorry I haven't been there this week. Yeah. I forgot, but I will be there next week. Right now.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey man, I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own God. For things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen him.
The truth can come in shocking form.
Nobody up in my house when I'm at work all day. No! No! Who is this? Why is he in my house? Who are you, man?
Is this your mom?
Who are you? Mother, this is my woman and this is my house!
Oh, my girlfriend.
Why is he in this house? What do you mean you didn't know?
When the secret is no longer hidden, you have now been exposed. Written by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
Cried so many trying to make it right, just didn't have the power, and you ignored all my tears in the hopes they disappear. Go,
but I guess
you just don't want to know. And if I had a dime for every time I tried to call your name, oh, tell me I'd be wealthy. Learned that I could cope. Well, 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 well. I discovered I could make it. Oh, in nights so long and cold, so cold, you don't know how cold. I discovered I could take it. Oh. Now I wouldn't change a thing, no, no. Not for the knowledge, not for the knowledge that I've gained. Let me say it like this, I learned that I could grow.
But I'm over, and I'm over.
know how I feel. That I'm a long way from where I used to be. I'm not what I'm gonna be, but I feel you just don't. Anybody know what I'm talking about this evening? Yeah, I try to let it show. I really did. I tried to let it go. I really did. But I learned that I could grow. But I can't. You just don't wanna know.
That tune was I'm Over It Now, and They Just Don't Want to Know by Pastor Marvin Winans. My co-host Felicia is going to share some of her personal struggles, and then we're going to go mm-hmm. home.
Yeah, one of the things, there are a lot of things that's going on in my life right now. The biggest thing that I'm dealing with is family. I'm the mother of four children, adult children, ranging from ages 29 down to 21, and I have four grandchildren. And I have three daughters and a son. My son's the youngest. But my girls, for some reason, especially my two older ones, we were always a very close-knit family, and, you know, everybody wanted to be around us. They would say, you know, talk about the energy between, you know, myself, my husband, and our children, and just the environment that we raised our kids. We brought a lot of children into our home that we didn't physically give birth to, or they weren't ours, but they became our babies. So we had this really close connection with the kids. And as my daughters got older, though, it seemed to be difficult. We have a lot of difficulties, you know, clashing and that kind of thing. And I think it's because it's when I raised them, you know, teenagers, you're not going to talk back to me. And only one of the old lady said, there's only one hen that can roost in this house, and there's only one queen. It's not room on the throne for four or five queens, you know. I'm the queen. So now they are grown. I think they feel like, okay, now we're in our queendom, so we don't have to listen to you. But, no, you don't have to listen to me, but you're going to respect me is what you're going to do. And if you don't want to respect me, if you choose not to respect me, then that's your choice, and I'm choosing to back up. I was really struggling with this thing because my children mean the world to me. Any mother that knows, you know, that as a child knows the love they feel for their child or their children. And it's hard to let go sometimes, but it's not even like I was letting go so much as they were pushing me away. And so I had to back up and just allow it to happen and realize that the life that I gave them is not mine. You know, I did what I was supposed to do. I raised them. They all, you know, turned out to be pretty decent people in society. They all have great work ethics. They've been educated. They, you know, they're having their own children now, and I'm watching them, you know, raise their own kids and stuff. And I'm beginning to, I'm the beautiful thing about raising kids and then getting the chance to be a grandmother is you kind of get to see yourself a little bit, and your methods that you use to raise your kids, they might tweak it a little bit and change it a little bit, but you kind of get to see yourself a little bit. And I will say this, I see some great things with my kids in regards to how they're raising their children, the ones that have children. And I know some of those things came from me, and they actually said that, but it's just hard because I haven't been able to talk to the oldest two. I haven't seen my grandkids, my oldest daughter, she won't even allow me to see my grandkids. I'm not understanding where this anger is coming from. It was like, well, I went to sleep and woke up one day and she just wasn't talking to me anymore. I'm not sure what that's all about, but I'm not killing myself trying to figure it out either. I've decided, like I told you earlier, and I'm going to tell the people that's listening, when you have a situation that's beyond your control, all you can do and the best thing you can do is leave it in God's hands and walk away. Or whatever way you choose. I can't tell people how to do things, but you'll hurt yourself more by trying to fit into your square peg, trying to fit into a circle. It's not going to happen. So I'm accepting that I've done what I was supposed to do. You know, I'll always be here for my children if they ever need me as much as I possibly can. I love my grandchildren, and they know that, so it's easy to use my grandchildren as a weapon against me to try to hurt me. And it was so hurtful, my oldest grandchild just turned 6 on the 10th, which was last Saturday. I'm missing everything about this child's life, and it's hurtful, but I've had to let it go. So I've since made some changes in my own life and got back. I stopped going to school because I was sick. I'm re-enrolled back in school, so I start my classes back up in a couple of weeks, and I'll be finishing up my degree by the end of this year. So that's the first thing I've ever done for me that had nothing to do with anybody else. So I'm going to do that because I've done a lot for everybody else. So it's time for me to live for me. So if anybody's listening, don't feel guilty if your kids, they acting like they don't have no sense. Okay, it is what it is, especially they grown. Hell, let them go. At the end of the day, you'll be right there if they need you, but at the end of the day, it's time to live. I'm in the best possible place I could be in, but I had to realize it. I'm free. I can get up and go when I want. I don't have to answer to nobody, you know, some husband, you know. I'm not really answering to him, but what I'm saying is I make myself accountable to him because he is my husband. But I don't have no babies dragging behind me. If I just feel like I want to go and travel, I can do that. And I'm grateful for that. So, I mean, that's pretty much my thing. Put yourself first. That's the worst mistake that we make as women, especially when we have kids. The kids come first, but the best thing you can ever do and the worst mistake you can ever make is not putting yourself first. The best thing you can do is put yourself first, because if you do that, your children are priority anyway. They're going to be taken care of. So, I mean, that's pretty much my thing, my struggle. I don't need to call it a struggle anymore. It just is what it is now.
Well, so, I love you,
yeah.
And
I love you more.
Yeah,
and
to all my listeners, I hope that even though we didn't give you quite a full hour, but you got an hour and 10, you got 40 minutes, I hope that something was said that will help you reevaluate what you're going through, whether it's to put yourself first or to know what legally can do for someone who is sick. But prayer changes things.
Yep.
It doesn't stop the pain sometimes, but it will change things, and that's the only thing I can do. I can't let her go by herself, so I got to take her at personal pain to my own body. That's a long, long drive.
Okay. But you'll be fine. You're going to make it through this, too. But God. Remember, you flipped over in the ravine. The devil tried to take you out a long time ago. You ain't going nowhere, girl. You got this.
Okay.
You got
well,
this.
You know,
your testimony is powerful.
Yeah.
You got this.
God haven't left me yet. He's not going to leave me. But sometimes, and when you're going through life, testimony or not, sometimes your legs shake and your hand twitching and your heart beat races, and sometimes people look at you and they think that you're strong, maybe because you don't want people to see your pain. But everybody, I don't care who it is, has some moments to themselves where they just don't know what to do next.
Well, guess what? The show is called Unmasked, and you really, really, really unmasked yourself tonight by being transparent and loving enough to share this very intimate, personal situation with the world. So for that, I'm grateful, and I know your listeners are grateful. And like I said, I just want to, my prayer is that everybody out there, Terry, me, everybody that's listening, that God has his hands on our lives, and he's going to direct our path, and everything it's going to be okay. He said, take no thought for tomorrow, because tomorrow will take care of itself. And I'll share this real quick, and we're going to get up out of here. The Bible says, take no thought for tomorrow. And I listened to that, and then I asked God, really, what does that mean? And he said, because tomorrow will take care of itself. He put it to me like this. Take no thought for tomorrow, because you will never live in tomorrow. Because when you wake up tomorrow, it will be today.
Amen.
There you go.
So, everybody out there, this is a Friday. Please don't drink and drive. Don't do drugs and drive. Love the one you're with. And make sure everyone that you know, let them know how you feel, because things can change in an instant. You never know what's going to happen from one moment to the next. So make every moment count. And we're going to take this show home with It's Been a Long Day Without You, My Friend, by Wiz Khalifa. Good night, Felicia. Love you, darling.
Good night. Love you, too. Good night, listeners.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again. Why'd you have to leave so soon? Why'd you have to go? Why'd you have to leave me when I needed you the most? 'Cause I don't really know how to tell you without feeling much worse. I know you're in a better place, but it's always gonna hurt. Carry on. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you.